This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Labour leaders around the world are calling for a new approach to migration for work issues. This comes as a result of radical changes in migration patterns since the start of the latest economic crisis in 2008. Now, not only workers in developing countries are migrating in search for decent work, but increasingly, workers in developed countries are migrating as they look for jobs. The answer, according to the Global Labour Federations, is to encourage job creation in both the developed and developing countries. They also argue that there is a need to make sure that action on migration issues takes place in the proper organizations. For example, the Global Forum on Migration and Development, the GFMD, has helped increase public awareness of migration issues. But those issues should be addressed within the United Nations, and more specifically, the International Labour Organization, the ILO. Ambit Yusin is the chairperson of the Council of Global Unions and General Secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International, the BWI. Recently, he spoke to a UN meeting on migration and development issues.
Much of migration continues to be about the search for decent work. Majority of the migrants are still workers who leave home and country in search for a better employment opportunities abroad. One recent change in this regard, workers from developed countries migrating to developing countries in search of work. With the 2008 global financial crisis, the euro crisis, the migratory pattern have been radically changed in a way that highlighted the vulnerability not just of developing countries, but of developed one as well. Austerity measures have led to loss of jobs, the reduction of essential public services, which are critical safety nets in times of crisis. A phenomenon of the public sector working poor is in fact now spreading across Europe. Public sector workers who have lost their jobs are moving to other countries with the increasing waves of immigration among doctors, nurses, teachers, as can be seen in Portugal, Spain, Hungary, Czech Republic, and Poland. In this connection, we need to talk about development strategies, not just about migration management strategies. What development strategy will create jobs within the framework of sustainable economies. In the developing world, this means the emergence of a strong national domestic economies, and in the developed world, this strategy must allow for economic recovery that puts primacy on curbing high unemployment rates. These domestic economies need not be totally divorced from global economy. We are not saying we want an isolated economies. But we believe that domestic economies will have to exist and thrive if we want to genuinely address the issue of forced migration. The rhetoric of the right to work must include the right to find decent work at home and not just abroad. Migrants continue to suffer victimization. We all know the global facts and figures about xenophobia-related discrimination, human trafficking, sexual abuse of migrant women workers, etc. What has happened in the past decade is more informality, more precarity of migrant workers, leading to even lesser social protection. Decent work has been elusive also for young workers, most of whom have been forced to accept any kind of job for any kind of compensation in any location. Very high unemployment rates are now plaguing the youth population. We have repeatedly raised and discussed ways to protect the migrant workers. GFMD must take very strong position against migration-related bilateral agreement that violates or undermines existing international labor standards. Unfortunately, the GFMD oftentimes have been made the venue to negotiate such bilateral agreements. but it has not been keen on assessing whether or not existing agreements are violative of the migrant rights. GFMD might have bolstered the discourse on migrant workers' rights, but these rights cannot be promoted through informal networks with no monitoring systems, no genuine participation of civil society, and no reference to the normative framework agreed upon at the international level. Such gap led to decisions and programs that overlook states' obligation to protect human rights of migrants and their families. Perhaps it is because, at a very large degree, access to justice and addressing violations is not the role of GFMD. Promoting and defending the rights of migrant workers and the rights for decent work is the mandate of the UN. The global unions assert that the United Nations, especially the ILO and the other UN agencies in the Global Migration Group, should take the leadership role in this matter. ILO already have the mandate to protect the migrant workers' rights. Thus, what the UN high-level dialogue needs to do is to reaffirm the leadership role of the ILO and the Global Migration Group and ensure that it is involved in the global, regional, and bilateral cooperation related to migration. With crisis after crisis happening practically in all regions of the world, we need to act fast and in a manner that redounds to substantial, not just superficial change. More importantly, it requires action, not just discussions. The GFMD might be useful, but it is very insufficient for reasons stated above. For us trade unionists, the GFMD can never be as effective as a self-organized, self-directed global movement that mobilizes around the urgent needs of the migrant workers, of all type of workers. Our aim is to bring back the dignity of the workers wherever he or she is working.